It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all across North America. You could be here in Atlanta with me. You could be in New York City with our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Also, Greg holding it down on the board. You could be in California, Alaska. You could be in Philadelphia, Kansas City. You could be in Western New York. You could be in our nation's capital. Maybe you're happy, maybe you're sad, maybe you're cool. Either way, I'm going to be cool here with you for the next 3 hours. This is a four-hour show. I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And we've already talked about a lot. The Kansas City Chiefs winning again. I know. What else is new? The Buffalo Bills, we're going to talk about them. How about this? Gene Battaglia is going to join us in about 20 minutes from The Fan in Rochester. I want to know, man, we got Josh Allen. People are mad at Dalton Kincaid for missing the pass and dropping it at the end of the game. We're going to talk about the Buffalo Bills and what might be next for them. In a few seconds, a few minutes, we're going to talk about the Eagles. And then right before the break, yeah, we talked about some of these bad teams. Just hiring head coaches. Jerry Jones explaining the hiring of Brian Schottenheimer. Pete Carroll is the new head coach of the Raiders. He was introduced and had a special guest in the audience. And then Aaron Glenn said that he wanted the job of the New York Jets. He wanted it. Okay. All right. Good. Look, I like being healthy. I try to be healthy. I don't like going to the doctor. You know, I like having my teeth taken care of. I'm not a fan of going to the dentist. Aaron Glenn saying that he enjoys and wanted the New York Jets job. Well, I get it. There's only 32 of them that exist. You got to get in where you fit in, but you can want to be the head coach of the New York Jets. No quarterback. I don't know. I think there are better situations. Like, not having the Jets job. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you so much to people watching live on YouTube. Yep, you can watch the stream live on YouTube of this entire show. All you have to do is punch in the Infinity Sports Network on YouTube, and the JR Sport Brief show will pop right on up. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about the Chiefs. We got 2 weeks to talk about them. We're going to get into the Eagles. This Eagles are getting another chance and another opportunity. We got a bunch of callers here. They have thoughts. They have opinions that they want to share. Let's do that. And then let's talk about the other team, quote unquote, that is going to the Super Bowl, the Eagles. 855-212-4227. James is calling up from Erie, Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, James?
JR, I appreciate you once again, my friend. It's always a pleasure. It's the most swagged out, swaggadocious radio host in the entire world. So when you get me on, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. What in the heck is Aaron Glenn talking about? What? Buck your seatbelts. We don't want to go for a ride. Now listen, there's going to be adversities in a knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone, the New York Jets. What the heck is he talking about? He done lost his mind. I don't know what he said, but it's not Gatorade.
He's fired up.
I'm in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But AKA, otherwise known as Buffalo 2, about 30 minutes away from Western New York, you would have thought that Grandma passed away. Around here, it's gloomy. It's doom. I feel bad for everybody. I'm so sad for Josh Allen. I'm so sad for Buffalo. 4 years in the AFC Championship game, they lose. 4 years in the Super Bowl, they lose. Are they doomed forever?
Yeah, well,
they got Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, James, and thank you for calling from Erie. It sucks when you get close and you just can't get over the hump. That's really what it is. Like, let's really think about this for a second. Not one game in particular. But let's just say there's ways to lose. I think we all know and understand that. Here's a sports analogy. You can be blown out every time and you're used to losing. How about this? You could be like the Lions, okay? You can get your ass kicked year after year after year after year. You could not even taste postseason success. You're going to get beat up all the time. It's expected that you get beat up and stomped out. Or you could be the Bills, where over the past several years, you get close and close and close and close, but you never get to the Super Bowl. Like, which one do you want? Do you want to get blown out and get beaten up where nobody expects anything from you? Do you want to not even have a chance in hell? Or do you want to be good enough where you're competitive, but then, you know, every loss is a heartbreaking defeat? I would rather be competitive. I'd rather have the fight. Who wants to be a loser? Like, there's only one winner every year. But I'd rather have a chance to do something than to be some also-ran, than to be just a rag, a mat, a doormat. Who wants to be that? Nobody. Hickey, would you rather be competitive knowing that, hey, I got a chance? Or would you rather just be like, I mean, if I'm going to lose, just let me get beat up? You know, do I want the heartbreaking defeat or I want to be blown out? What would you choose?
I'd much rather have the heartbreak because at least I could try to sell myself that they're close.
Yeah.
The blowouts are just soul sucking.
And I guess after four losses to the Chiefs, it's just, and here's the reality, they may never get past them. They may never have a chance or an opportunity. I'm sure as long as Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes are in the AFC, let's just say they're collectively there for another 10 years, we're more than likely to see it again. But not with these stakes, right? There's no guarantee of it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Dave is calling up from Queens, New York. Dave, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
JR, thank you for your time. I'm going to try to answer my reasoning why I don't like the Chiefs. Now, forgetting that they're in my favorite team's division and all that, I'm taking it to higher, more serious levels. Okay, the only Chief I really respected was Joe Delaney. He passed away in 82, saving a little girl in a river. People that are young can look that up. I remember that. Joe Delaney, he was a gentleman Chief, and he saved a little girl. Now we'll bring it fast forward to the sad century that we're living in now, where the Chief's son, Andy Reid's son, Britt, and his coaches were drinking, confirmed in the facility of an NFL place where you're not even allowed to gamble, which we understand. You shouldn't be allowed to drink. He drove drunk. He hurt a little girl named Ariel. And then he went to prison. He got a sweetheart deal, and he just got a sentence commuted, okay, which is fact by the governor of Missouri, Parsons. That's why I don't like the Chiefs right now.
That's fine. Now, do me a favor, and I'm very familiar with everything you just shared. Do me a favor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What the hell does that have to do with the football field?
I'll answer you, because when I watched the game on Sunday, I wanted the league to at least got to take away draft picks or something. You got to punish the Chiefs having their coaches drinking.
Let me ask you this question, Dave. I don't know if you paid attention. We'll stop for a minute.
Yeah.
In what league or what team has the NFL or anybody been the moral police? I can take a look at the Philadelphia Eagles, who have one of their best defensive players on the line in Carter, who right down the road from me here in Georgia had a couple of his teammates perish. So I say this to
That's
you.
True.
I'm not done yet, Dave. I'm not finished. I want you to take a look. Dave, you ready for some homework? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to take a look at every single NFL roster, and then I want you to find and identify how morally corrupt each organization's values could be based on the executives and players that are on the field. And then I want you to come back, and then I want you to tell me what your favorite NFL team is, or if you even still want to watch the NFL, okay?
JR, I will do that, but I also follow, I follow sports probably as close as you do. I'm not in the business, but I am
I'm not sports-oriented.
I know the rosters.
I didn't ask you that, Dave. There's 53 guys on every roster. Go look at the Raiders. A matter of fact, go look at what the Raiders have done. Go look at some of the things that have taken place with the Raiders over the past 10 years. And if you don't want to root for the Kansas City Chiefs because Andy Reid's son left the facility drunk and unfortunately also had to pay for that, by the way, then you go look at every team and you tell me why you bother to even watch football at all. Period. It's simple as that. Like, I could find stuff all over the place on every league. Like, if you don't want to watch or root for a team because you want to be the moral police, don't watch the NFL at all. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, am I off the beaten path with that thought, or what do you think on what he said?
No, unfortunately, I'm with you. Like you said, it's... You have to kind of separate both. And, yeah, every team has some sort of skeleton at some point in their life. And if you look at Andy Reid's not committing, you know, these crimes, unfortunately. They are very sad. But, yes, if you want to actually, you know, go the moral route, unfortunately, I'm with you. Not many then teams you can really root for then if you want to take the moral high ground.
That's nothing. Like, don't root for nothing. Like, I can think about the Washington Commanders. They have a new owner in Josh Harris. Then if you do not like or don't root for the Kansas City Chiefs because of Andy Reid's son, then please tell me how you feel about the Commanders. How did you feel about the Commanders before Josh Harris came through? How you feel about the sexual assault allegation? Like, we can go down a line. And here's the terrible thing about life in the world. Ain't nobody out here perfect. And I'm certainly not excusing anybody's behavior. Humans are human. And humans are going to do human things. And they're going to do terrible things. They're going to make mistakes. And some people learn from them. And some people don't. I mean, damn. Man, we can look at people's families. These people are related to other people. Man, I hate that whole family because of that ass over there that got arrested because, you know, he punched the lady at the bar or whatever. Now I hate the whole family. Whole family. All, every generation. Hate them. Like, man, you got to judge people individually by what they do. Come on. 855-212-4227. Or don't just sit in your house. Don't interact with anybody. It's a cold world out here. Ain't nothing sweet about the world. It is a cold, cold place. Kingfish is here from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kingfish?
Yeah, hey, JR and Hickey. First call this year. Hey, on a side note, one show a while back, you were talking about sports athletes and talking about what athletes would have the kind of personality or swag to get on movies and stuff like that. And that I don't know if you've thought of yourself that way, but I know a little bit about you. And I honestly, I've got a movie in mind for you in about 3 months. I don't know why people are not knocking on the door because you got a lot of game. And I think that I've got a comedy movie for you, and I'm not going to open it up right now. But I don't know why people that are in producers and people and whatever making independent film, they need to get a hold of you. You can do both. You can do film and you can do radio. But anyway, that's for you personally because I like your game. But anyway, on the side note,
I've been in films as myself. Thank you, Kingfish. Send money.
You mentioned Hallmark, but I just think I think you could be a $10 million a film movie, kind of like
only,
Denzel.
Only if Hickey comes with me. Thank you, Kingfish.
Oh no! To me, this is for me personally, but I think other people can relate. You are the sports radio's Johnny Carson. And Hickey is Ed McMahon. You guys as a team knock it out. There's nobody like you guys. You guys knock it out. And Hickey's part of the, you work as a combo with anybody I know. But anyway, this is back to the game yesterday is that I'm not a Buffalo fan, but I am a Josh Allen fan. I'm not a Kansas City fan, but I'm a Patrick Mahomes fan. I love both of them. And that as far, I watched the game at a friend's house and basically I told the friend, I said, you know what? I don't expect Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen to make any mistakes. They're going to play great football. but I think that it's very conceivable that the game will be won or lost in the coaching. And there were some, the Buffalo, I mean, I'm not a Buffalo fan. That's their call, what they want to do up in Buffalo. But personally, some of their calling, the push-tush with Josh Allen, that call is so predicted to where they know what's coming. Kansas City knows coming, and they just stack it up. And then it's like that situation where half of the people – go ahead.
This is what it boils down to. And Kingfish, I got to get ready for our guest in the next segment. Everybody, to your point, whether it's a tush push or pushing a guy over the pile, everybody knows that the Buffalo Bills needed to be aggressive to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Kansas City Chiefs ultimately used that against them. And it Josh Allen said it last night. I said it last week. Everybody knows it. To be the man, you got to beat the man. And you have to beat them without a shadow of a doubt. You can't leave margin or room for error. And they certainly had that. You know, there's going to be referee error, which we saw last night. There was error on the Bills' perspective by being aggressive. You know, they missed some of these two-point conversions. They missed a fourth down. Well, you just got to go out and beat people up. It's no different than a boxing match. And Kingfish, thank you so much for calling from Arkansas. I got to roll. I catch you later, okay?
Thanks. Have a good one.
You as well. You as well. Man, you go into a boxing match, you know what you do? You don't leave it up for decision. You don't let the judges get to the scorecards. You knock them out. The Buffalo Bills didn't knock them out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. On the other side, we're going to have a chat. We're going to go to Western New York. Gene Battaglia, 95.7 The Fan in Rochester, will ask him about the Bills and how they can get up off the mat. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Buffalo Bills, they fall short again to the Kansas City Chiefs. We saw it last night, 32-29. Josh Allen has more victories than any man in NFL history without a Super Bowl appearance. Josh Allen, these Buffalo Bills, 0-4 against Mahomes and the Chiefs in the postseason. What the hell happens next? Do they just run it back again? What changes could we expect? How's the fan base feel? It's time to have a chat with someone very familiar what's going on in Western New York with these Bills. Joining us right now is Gene Battaglia from 95.7 The Fan in Rochester. Gene, how you doing, man? It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, well, let's see. I don't think many of us had much sleep last night and trying to figure this thing out. But, JR, thanks for having me tonight.
Of course, of course. People can certainly listen to you and in danger on The Fan. What was the fan, or what is the fan consensus right now in Western New York? We know there's sadness, disappointment, but is there blame being passed around? What's the vibe?
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing the blame assessment Monday sort of thing, you know, Joe Brady got a lot of run for good reason. He did some really nice things with the Bills offense, but going head-to-head last night with Steve Spagnuolo, you know, in certain things, I know a lot of fans focusing in on the officiating and the, you know, the sequence where Dalton Kincaid didn't get the first down, the fourth down play. But take that out of the equation, it still was there for the Bills at the end of the game. And I just thought, you know, if you're looking somewhere, certainly things didn't get executed in some regards. But I just thought, as it's been in this whole series pretty much, when it really matters, the Bills just get out-coached by Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, and everybody on that staff.
Hey, Gene Battaglia is here with us from The Fan in Rochester. I feel like before every season and after tough losses like this, you talk about the coaching and people look at Sean McDermott and he needs to go and he needs to be replaced. What are your thoughts on their coaching staff?
Well, we get those calls too, and I'll tell you this. Sean McDermott is as safe as a kitten because you have that alignment between the owner, the general manager, the head coach, the quarterback. I thought actually, JR, that this year was the best job that Sean McDermott has done, having to bring in new players, having to work with two new coordinators. Now, Joe Brady took over midway through in the 23 season, but starting off kind of new with Bobby Babich and Joe Brady. And you departed a lot of guys, left this team. So to me, Sean McDermott is still the guy, but you explore that question, what is it going to take? And I was listening to you earlier. I mean, we're kind of like, I'm trying to think of what parallels there would be in sports. Is this how, like, this was for the Brooklyn Dodgers back in the day, trying to get past the Yankees in the World Series? Because if the Bills were in the NFC, they would have broken through by now at some point. But as long as you have Mahomes in the AFC, it has just been the roadblock for this team.
Yeah, this is like the, I don't want to put it in the same space, two different conferences. This is like the Lakers trying to get past the Celtics. This is tough here. You talk about the talent. I'm going to be honest. I didn't expect the Buffalo Bills to even have the season that they had. I still expected them to get to the postseason, but not look like the best team in the AFC right there along with the Chiefs and then also the Ravens. What are they, or what can they do with the talent? We know that they took a spread it out approach. They brought in Amari Cooper. He didn't get all the targets that you would have expected him to get. What do they do with this offense moving forward, if anything?
Well, I think they need to kind of upgrade at maybe one of the wide receiver positions. Samuel came on tonight. He had a touchdown last night. Amari Cooper is a free agent, so he's one of those rentals. I think maybe if the Bills can get him back affordably, but you know how that goes. So that's a big question mark. You have some things you can build around, but you also need these first-round picks to step up. Now, today we learned that Dalton Kincaid was playing with a torn PCL, so good for him for being out there, but doesn't exactly explain the hands in dropping that. You need more out of Kincaid, a first-round pick. You need more out of Keon Coleman. Keon Coleman was the guy the Bills settled on. He had one catch for 12 yards last night. Meanwhile, the Bills trade the rights to Kansas City for Xavier Worthy, and there he is running all over the place last night. So, to answer your question, I would expect the team to, you know, bring in a receiver through free agency and through the draft and then run it back, because what the Bills have this year is a running game that they haven't had in years past. So as long as you have that running game to make sure that Josh Allen doesn't have to do this all on his own, there's no reason for me to think that the Bills can't be on top of the division once again next year.
Yeah, it looked like Cook was certainly underrated throughout the course of the season. And what a great touchdown he had as well yesterday. Early in the game, Gene Battaglia is here with us from 95.7 The Fan in Rochester. Over the past year, we've watched the defense changed as well. We saw Milano get hurt. Well, he was hurt, came back, got hurt again. Thank God he came back. We see that the defensive backs have certainly changed as we've had guys get retired or retire, get hurt. What's up with the defense?
Yeah, there's going to be some changes personnel-wise next year. Let's start with Von Miller. Von Miller's got this high cap number that if the Bills want to make him a June 1st post designation, they can do that, and that would free up some money. And Von Miller, yeah, his best days are behind him. So maybe the Bills go back to him and say, just like they did last year, hey, we'd like to have you back, but it's got to be at this number. So maybe that's one of those quiet negotiations. That's just me speculating. You also have Damar Hamlin as a free agent. So Taylor Rapp came back on a team-friendly deal, and that's one area I think the Bills have to take a good hard look, is that, you know, where Hamlin and Rapp are good team guys, good depth guys, they're not Poyer and Hyde. That's the one area where the Bills always had great safety play. Maybe it's an area where maybe Cole Bishop takes a step forward, and they got to get some depth too, JR. Last night when Christian Benford left, and that was actually kind of a scary scene seeing him get carted off the way they did, Kyrie Elam's just not it. No other way to say it there. So they've got to take a look at the corner position as well, just get some depth there.
Well, Gene, when you think moving forward, I guess the closest parallel might be Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. We knew that Tom Brady was the one always winning. Peyton had to wait his time and turn. Is that the closest parallel that we might have here with Mahomes and also Allen?
That's the best that I would think that is available. And for Manning, he finally broke through the 1 year, and he was at home, did it against Brady, and then they beat the Bears in the Super Bowl. I've changed my position on this. I always said, hey, if it's going to happen, you want to do it against Kansas City just so you can lay to rest once and for all the questions about these two quarterbacks. Now, I think I speak on behalf of a lot of people up here. Don't care how it would happen someday. Take whatever you can at this point. If Travis Kelce retires, if the Chiefs kind of, you know, have their fill, it's okay. You know, as long as you have Josh Allen, but if, hey, that, you know, how many more years do we have of prime Josh Allen? You're going to get less and less here as we go along.
Well, Gene, let me ask you this. If we're going to find some positive as the season is now concluded, do you think he's going to walk away with MVP? I know that's a real minor consolation prize, one that he probably will go, yeah, this is great at the end of my career. You think he's going to walk away with it?
I don't think so, just because everybody's pointed out that normally the player that is first-team All-Pro, since it's a lot of the same voters, will get voted the MVP. And, you know, Lamar Jackson got that first-team All-Pro nod over Josh Allen. And that was such a divisive topic, you know, not only on our show but everywhere. Like, and I've always said, Jared, it's like, yeah, if I say nice things about Lamar Jackson or nice things about Josh Allen, I'm not putting down the other guy. Mm-hmm. So they're both great quarterbacks. And if Lamar gets his third, I think, you know, I think a lot of people are kind of getting ready for that up here.
So, Gene, we might as well go through a few months, 6 to 7 months, and get ready for it's like a sitcom that gets played every year, except for we don't know what happens at the end. It's the same old with the Bills, huh? Are you tired of it? It's just kind of boring at this point. It's like, finally do something, please.
You know, it's our minds have a way of kind of just melting this stuff kind of away, because where the pain is right now, and we'll get past the Super Bowl, and then we'll start talking about free agency. And by the time spring gets here, JR, like, there'll be 32 fan bases that will say, well, you know what, maybe this is our year. That's the beauty of the NFL, is that by the time it gets warm out, we'll all be thinking nice things once again.
Oh,
and
boy.
Hey, if you're saying it's like a sitcom, sitcoms usually have good endings. I want a good ending for this franchise.
I hear you. Well, Gene, you think the Jaguars could have a good ending at this time in 2026?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the coach is Cohen's got something down there. I don't know.
I certainly hope so. Here's some more positivity. How's the new stadium coming along right next door in Buffalo? How's that looking?
We're not used to this, seeing all these cranes and everything going up. Really excited about it. You know, the owner, Terry Pegula, had a comment recently that, okay, the stadium is ahead of schedule, but it's over budget. He'd rather have it behind and under budget. But it's going to be something that we're just not used to having it, because where Highmark / Ralph Wilson / Rich Stadium over the years, look, it's a dump, but it's our dump. You know, it's the way I tell people. It's like, it's the place that we all grew up as fans, and now I've kind of, you know, went over to the media here, that side of it. It's home to many people. It's a tradition, and they're just moving across the street into something new, and we're all excited about it.
And still no roof. They didn't want to pay the extra $1 billion for the roof, right? No.
Well, yeah, that's it would have been nice, I suppose, but JR, it's the identity of this team. It really is. Like, for some, like, why do those people want to go sit outside in the cold and the snow and everything? You know what? It's not that bad, too. It's really, it isn't.
I hope they start paying the fans more money to shovel in the new place. I hope so. We'll find out.
That I never did. Maybe someday I'll do it.
Yeah, listen, if you do that, send photos. Hey, Gene, I need to get up there sooner than later, maybe when the temperature goes above 50, all right?
You have an open invite every time. I want to say when you came up here, though, it was nice. It was in the summer, if I remember. So
it was it was cold. That much I do remember. I'll be back sooner than later. I need to see you in person. Hey, Gene, where can people follow you and listen to you and all this good stuff? The Sports Bar, fill us in.
Yeah, so we're we are the Infinity Sports Network affiliate here in Rochester. For folks who don't know, Rochester is just a mere hour and 10 minutes just to the east of Buffalo. So we are primarily Bills talk around 3 to 6 every afternoon. Mike Danger and myself. So. Check us out, and really love having, we hand it off to you every night at 6 o'clock, JR.
And it's always a pleasure to tune into you guys, and I'll catch y'all down the road sooner than later, Gene.
Thanks, JR, for having me.
No problem. All the time. That Gene Battaglia from the Sports Bar in Rochester, New York. Yeah, eventually they have to get over the hump, right? You think about the current crop of quarterbacks. I know there's a lot of them. A Super Bowl's not guaranteed to everybody. Ask Dan Marino. Come on. It wasn't guaranteed to John Elway. It didn't look like he was going to get one. He had to get it at the end. Nice to have Terrell Davis there too now, right? Hickey, all odds, everything being equal. If Josh Allen is healthy over the next, let's just say, 10 years, do you think he's winning one Super Bowl?
Over the next 10 years, I will say yes.
Yeah. That's what I think. You know, Patrick Mahomes is not, and he hasn't. He's on a ridiculous stretch right now. There's no guarantee that Patrick Mahomes will win in 2 weeks, but he can't win it every year. Even the New England Patriots, for his 7 championships, like, hot at the beginning, there was a gap, got hot at the end, and that was all she wrote. Like, Mahomes cannot win every year. Yeah, I think Allen will eventually win one. And the fans in Buffalo, I don't want to say it'll be sweeter when it happens. If it happens, you'll appreciate it a little bit more. It hurts to say now, doesn't it? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a chat about another team whose season has come to a close. It is the Washington Commanders. Now, they got a quarterback, and they got a future, too. Jaden Daniels leading the way. We'll talk about them. We'll get into the Eagles. We'll talk more Chiefs. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Thank you to Gene Battaglia for joining us from 95.7 The Fan in Rochester to talk about the Bills. How they get bounced back, what they need to do. If you missed that conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, with just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, before we got to the Chiefs and the Bills yesterday, we did see the Philadelphia Eagles put a beat down on the Washington Commanders. Now, it's certainly a different feeling and a different outcome for the Commanders, knowing that they did have a rookie quarterback. There was no expectation for them. Zero expectation for them to have an appearance in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles. The Eagles, for all of their ups and downs, and does Nick Sirianni get along with Jalen Hurts? Does Jalen Hurts get along with A.J. Brown? Does Sirianni have the respect of his players in the locker room? Is Sirianni getting in their way of achieving a Super Bowl victory? The Eagles, for all of the talent that they have, the improvements that they made on defense to become one of the top units in the league, including 2 draft selections that improve their defensive back room, I don't think you can say, man, what a world that the Eagles are back in the Super Bowl. But for Washington, 12-5, Jaden Daniels is the team. The guy looks like he's been playing quarterback in the NFL for years, 1 year out of college. That's a shock. And that's something now that you want to definitely go out there and build upon. The Eagles smashed him yesterday, 55-23. There's so much talk about Jalen Hurts and what his knee was like, and he has that brace on, and can he get the ball down the field? Well, damn it, he threw a touchdown to A.J. Brown, who hauled in 96 yards receiving. He, for all of the tush pushes, I mean, they must have attempted pushing him into the end zone a million times, given all the penalties that they had. 3 touchdowns on the ground for Jalen Hurts. Saquon Barkley got the handoff to pretty much open up the game, and he just kind of pinballed his way into the end zone. They led 27-15 at halftime, the Eagles did, over Washington. And at that point, I'm just like, all right, this game is over. Man, I saw Jaden Daniels celebrate a touchdown in the second half, and I'm like, what are we celebrating for? Like, I get it, it's tough scoring a touchdown, but do we got to do all the dancing? Like, you getting your ass whooped, you're losing. I'm like, save it for maybe if it was close, I'd get it, but does every touchdown deserve a celebration? This game was out of hand. It was out of hand early. The Eagles go back to the Super Bowl a second time in three seasons. We know that they lost in Phoenix, Arizona 2 years ago to the same Kansas City Chiefs. Jalen Hurts had that passing touchdown, three rushing touchdowns. Him and Saquon combined for six touchdowns on the ground. It was just abuse. And so Jalen Hurts, who's been criticized a lot about his inability to pass the ball, he can't get the rock to A.J. Brown. Jalen Hurts said, man, I don't care about the stats. I care about winning.
I don't play the game for stats. I don't play the game for numbers, any statistical approval from anyone else. And I understand that everyone has a preconceived notion on how they want it to look or how they expect it to look. And I told you guys that winning and success is defined by that particular individual, and it's all relative to the person.
Yeah, the name of the game is winning. Is it? He could throw the ball around a million times, but if it's not gonna get you a W on the scoreboard and the win column, then, but who cares, right? It's more than one way to skin a cat. Doesn't hurt to have Saquon Barkley back there as well. Three rushing touchdowns, 118 yards on the ground. And this has been discussed for the past several weeks that Washington has one of the worst run-stopping defenses in the entire NFL. Are you surprised what we saw yesterday? I'm not. Saquon Barkley, they gave him the ball, boom, touchdown. Nick Sirianni said, that's my guy, and he set the table for the rest of us.
That's a good tone setter, right? You know, we knew they were going to sell out to stop the run. We kind of knew that. And then he breaks two or three tackles to start. We get a great block from AJ to on the toss crack to get around the edge. And then great block by Dallas to kind of set it off. And if that, you know, Saquon gets into the second level, third level, and now it's, hey, can you tackle this guy? And he's hard to tackle.
Yeah, we saw it. By the way, the play was much more exciting than the way he just described it. He just was a not terrible coach. He should just coach, Hickey, not talk.
I would agree, and I think that's a good thing, right, if you're an Eagles fan, that right now Sirianni's a better coach than he is public speaker. I know his tenure get off to a great start, but
he is a poor public speaker. He is. Would you say so?
Definitely. Yes. He is. It got a little bit better since that introductory press conference, but like you just said, what we just heard, not much better.
So here's a question. Do you think there's going to be, you can bet on anything when it comes to the Super Bowl. Do you think there's like a bet that he's going to cry, yes or no, again?
I'm sure one sports book will have it, right? There's always that one with the, the crazy, like kind of, off the wall, out of the box, like odds questions. I bet you, yes.
How long the national anthem will be?
What color Gatorade on the winning coach? Heads or tails? How many times is Taylor Swift shown in the box?
Will Nick Sirianni cry? Yeah, I'm gonna look for that one.
You saying yes or no?
I mean, you cried the first time. Do you do it the second time? Are you that emotional the second time? I don't know. I've never coached an NFL team on this. I have no idea. It's impossible, right? Can you bet on it? I don't know.
Yo, you definitely could. I would probably say I'm with you. No. I would say no. He's been there once or ready, right? So now this is kind of round two. Now it's more of a business trip than like this is, you know, the pinnacle of your career. Bet you're more composed.
Wasn't Chris Jones, was he crying last night? Every time I looked at him, I just saw tears coming out. Did he get poked in the eye? Was he crying?
Or is it cold? You know, that does impact it. If it's windy, you know, maybe your eyes get degrees. A little watery. Yeah.
Well, Nick Sirianni cried inside in Arizona. Maybe he'll cry again in New Orleans. We'll find out sooner than later. And somebody not crying is the quarterback who is going to be Offensive Rookie of the Year, Jaden Daniels, who, damn it, this man was the offense for the Washington Commanders. He says, man, I couldn't be happier or prouder with how this season ended.
I couldn't be prouder of the guys in the locker room. You know, just year one, everybody not really knowing each other. Rookies, the vets did a tremendous job of, you know, bringing us in and helping us out. And, you know, we all just meshed and, you know, we got to this point. But at the end of the day, man, you know, we lost. It sucks. But we'll move on from this.
Yeah, you got to build off of it. I want you to listen to head coach Dan Quinn. He says, Jaden Daniels, oh, this guy is just built different.
He's got rare competitiveness that makes him unique in a lot of ways. I love inside, you know, how he can stay into this space, you know, in the toughest environments. You know, it hurt him to come out at the end. He wanted to stay in. I said, nah, that's my call. But that's the competitor, honestly. He's just, you know, kind of wired in that way.
Yeah, we don't need you out there at an ass whooping. You got to come back next season. Help us win again against the Eagles. Eagles are happy. Washington's happy. Dallas Cowboys, they got a new coach. I guess they're happy. Happily crazy. I can tell you who's not happy. The New York Giants. We'll talk about that and talk more Eagles. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.